Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on right here on the Dr. Pat Show, Transformation Talk Radio, all the affiliates. And honestly, I don't even know where y'all are listening from now. I got an email from somebody the other day, like she did a comments thing and said, I was driving in my car and I was listening to you. And then I'm like, well, where? And she's like, yeah, I'm in Alabama. And I'm thinking, thank goodness I didn't plan this. Thank goodness I had a vision. Jessica, we got all the right people. And then you say, Spirit, do it. Because I'll tell you, I wasn't born with the smarts to figure this out. Just saying. But that's what today's show is about. See, I'm excited. I got Michelle here, right? I got Michelle Welch joining me here today. And I'm going to try not to talk about her other book because I know this is an hour show, but I want to talk about this, but I may have to talk about a couple of things at the same time. Today, I want to introduce you to a message. Yes, it's a book. Yes, she's amazing, but there's a message and it's an invitation, like not like the Alanis Morissette Uninvited, not that. It's an invitation to take a look at what is the energy of spirits unveiled? What is that energy? See, that's what she wrote about. This is now a fresh perspective on angels, guides, ghosts, and more, because we are living in fresh times. And so, even when you listen to the show that Mark and I do on Thursdays, and he's talking about near-death experiences, and I chime in and say, hello, but those are not the same for everybody. Not everybody sees the white light. Not everybody's like hovering, right? But people sometimes blank out, come back, they're not the same. But what is it about Michelle? Now, I want to tell you, I know you all know who she is. I know you do. But she's the author of also another book, The Magic of Connection. Both of these are coming to us from our friends at Llewellyn. I'm just saying that's Linda. Linda and Llewellyn got something going on. But all of the publishers we work with are doing something extraordinary in the publishing field. They are bringing messages for our time that are needed. And that's what Michelle's doing. Whether you know her and seen her on podcasts, television shows, she's like Mark. He's going to get me. She's a reformed attorney, but still licensed. She's licensed in the state of Texas. And I could do a whole nother show with her just about that, but I'm going to save that. I'm going to have her come back and have Mark come back. And we're going to have to talk about the law in a different way. But she's also the host of Soul What podcast. All of this and more. CBS, television, radio, morning show, Good Morning America. And she is like the energizing angelic bunny. She just keeps going. Michelle, great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be on. Thank you.
Well, I have to tell you, I was so pleased. I was reading your book and I was reading about a different version of different things. Let me explain. I was reading about, let's just say, one archangel. He's not like my primary archangel, but I was reading about him, Michael. And I was reading about what you said. And you're like, well, wait a minute. He's only typically thought about like this. Yeah, it's true. But wait a minute. There are good, positive, negative, in the light or dark. There are all of that. There are rising angels. There are falling angels. And so, what is it about this new perspective in your book. What is it that we have to now shift a little paradigm because spirits are unveiled?
Great question. I love it. I'd say really the biggest thing is we have to realize we have to really, it's easy. It's easier than we've been making it. We really just need to shift into thinking about frequency more than trying to label every single thing around us as good, positive. Where does this fit? Even sometimes, what lesson is it? Why don't we just experience it for a little while? It's experience life, experience a journey. And so it was really just came at a time when I finally was thinking, each book I've written has come at a time when, and maybe this is everybody, but it's kind of like what I need. And so it doesn't mean I'm necessarily the expert in everything I write about. It's maybe where I'm at the time, but they both come out what I thought have been told was maybe the worst of times, the best of times, whatever that was, the best of times, the worst of times, both books. It's been tough, but in a good way.
And I love that you're bringing this out because I love how whenever we need a message, somehow people like you, like yourself, you get energized to bring that message forward. So I want to ask you this question. There are two books we mentioned, but I want to focus on this one in particular because I really think something may have happened. I want to know, as you're writing this book and off you go, and now the book is done, and here we are looking at it, right? A lot of things have changed. We also may be taking some callers here, maybe doing a little readings on the show today, everybody. Sure. But I want to know, how did writing this book change you?
It was freeing, actually. It changed me to have a freedom to say, I mean, people have known that I have had different experiences all my life. And there's a lot of people who'll say, you know, from the time I was a little child, whatever, but this is my life. I mean, seeing things around me all the time. And it finally got to the point, things, and seeing things differently and sometimes the same as other people. I finally got to the point where when I was writing about being an empath and saying, really, you need to go to the next step and learn to transmute energy. And this one, so it's kind of being a little preachy because I think we've stopped short on that. And I think it's time to say how wonderful we are and we can step forward and do even more instead of just always protecting ourselves. And so in Spirits Unveiled, I just wanted to say, and guess what? Everything you feel all around you is real. I mean, from the way a tree feels to the way your table feels, it has energy. Everything does. So why don't we try to get to know some of the beings that we're just, you know, I laugh because everyone's like, well, sage it. And I'm like, well, have you talked to it yet? Do you even know? So you have any clue what the spirit may want to tell you? So you're just running and get the sage. Meanwhile, the spirit's probably going, you don't want to do that because I have a really important message for you that may change your life. But meanwhile, we're saging away, you know, and saying, you know, let's get rid of what's in the closet. Really, we should just say, so it's changed me because I finally was free to just say, okay, now it's in a book and people can know this is real. This is how you live. And sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's very hard on you. I write about that in the book, to be how I am, where I actually see and sense things. And I have since I was little, and I'm not just jumping on a bandwagon. It's fine if people want to and learn intuition, but it's something that's just been with me as long as I can remember.
Yeah. I think this is a coming out time. See, I call this, I was talking the other day and I said, this is time to have your coming out party. This is time where, you know, in both of your books, right? There's a part in your new book and The Magic of Connection, right? You know, where I looked across both and there was a section in your new book and I thought, okay, I think I get what she's saying. I think there's a message here that we got to latch on to. And, you know, the reference that I'm talking about is, you know, in Spirits Unveiled, there's a part where you talk about collaborating. And I think that's what you just referenced, collaborating, you know, collaborating and not collaborating, you know, with this judgment of collaborating, but collaborating, identifying the individual frequencies and then having a moment, right? Yeah. This is my language where I'm saying having a moment.
Yeah.
And one of the things I love is that you're right. I mean, I had a call from one of our listeners about a month ago who listened to the show I do that Mark and I do on Thursday. And she said, Dr. Pat, after the show, I felt a spirit and I went and got the can of Raid and I tried to spray it. And I'm like, what? It's not a bug.
But it feels that way.
It feels that way.
Yeah.
What you're asking us to do in Spirit Unveiled, right? Is really a coming out party. It's to have a way to open up the channels of communication, right? And to look at the energies and frequencies. And I think the way you did that, you know, in magic is to teach and help us transform or transmute. In this particular book, I love that you're giving us tools so that people know how to work with these entities, right? Is that, how powerful is that from your perspective?
It's very powerful. It's really probably the most empowering thing there can be to know that you are part of nature, you're part of one thing. And now guess what? You can work and collaborate with that one thing. How big can that be? Whatever it is that makes you happy, How much more full can the cup be when you realize you're literally connected to everybody and now you're reaching out to every kind of spirit there is also, and not just, you know, keeping with human or even saying I'm talking to a spirit guide, but yet on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
So, and I do think it's time for all that to come out. And the difference is with mine is just saying, I do have some things that I would say I don't agree with. I don't agree, and that's okay. And people don't have to agree with me either, but just food for thought. Things have been said a really long time that people just pick up. Like they'll say, one of the things that's been said is, and this comes into love with loved ones and ancestors or any kind of loved one, really. It's when you bring in mediumship and people get really funny about it. Cause to me, I don't care what frequency it is. So it doesn't matter. I don't need to be told they're a dog interpreter or they're an alien interpreter. Maybe that's their specialty. But if they really can communicate with different frequencies, I would think someone claiming to be able to do that would be able to do almost all frequencies because you just have to learn to adjust your frequency. And so the mediumship I've heard is that I just think that, and now I've lost it again.
I totally get what you're saying because I got thrown out of Catholic boarding school because I proved that Jesus talked to me. And I was in Catholic boarding school at a very young age. No child should be in a Catholic boarding school at like age six. I'm just saying, right? Okay, that's a little young. But
I agree.
Some of us learned about it. And I have to say, despite my dad, if it wasn't for my stepmom, I would have turned out very differently. Mm-hmm. But, you know, here we are, and it's a frequency. It's you're sitting in the church on a weekend, you shouldn't be there. You're 6 years old, you look up at the Station of the Cross, and Jesus says, hey, your mom is with me. And you're yanking on Sister Michael Anthony, right? She's really pissed too. She's crazy pissed. And you're telling her, and she grabs you by the ears only to find out Mother Superior has a note that my mom just died. Now, there's a frequency. It doesn't have a name. It's a six-year-old saying, he said this to me. But you see, after that point, people want to make it a whole lot of other crazy. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you end up going to therapy, right? You just get, so you have this beautiful experience and then you have a whole lot of crazy that goes
right.
On. And I think what you're saying is this, I think in your book, you say, look, ultimately anything and everyone can change form. If the power of transmutation, the ability to change energetic form was truly utilized. I took that out of your book. I'm like, okay, let me read that, what she said right there again. Okay, ultimately, anything and everyone can change form if the power of transmutation, the ability to change energetic form, is truly utilized. Totally want to do that.
I know, right? And why aren't we? I mean, if we believe so many things that we say, we believe, and a lot of us spend, us meaning just humanity, waste a lot of time fighting about really, it may be really important stuff. Okay. I'm not going to judge important or not important, but just arguing where if we would really put it, collaborate all that, everything together, I mean, and we could really use transmutation, we really could make a difference. It's not pie in the sky. It's just factual. It's just that it's hard to stay in that spot of literally being able to transmute the energy. We can, we do it. I mean, but I laugh, another thing, and I'm not picking on, it's a whole nother subject, is saging. And we actually are ethically resourced and all that. And I don't take that lightly, but it's a whole nother subject. But I would say that people, because we understand it because we talk to the chiefs of several tribes. I mean, we get our information. So that's why a lot of it, I just roll my eyes. I'm sorry. I just do. But because we go straight to the source of who we're talking about on those products that we carry.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to be very careful and you've got to be very, and we are. So, you know, if anybody has any questions about it, I know about. So I talk about it in the book, both books, when you talk about saging, all you're doing, you know, is clearing energy. And that's another thing. At some point, I already said, why are we just clearing energy before we ask, you know, hi, what's your name? Why are you here? Why do you keep rattling the hangers in my closet? You're driving me absolutely nuts, but I want you gone because you're scaring me. But first, why don't we just say why? Because that's a being, it's a spirit. And I also get a little bit onto, in a way, I try not to, but my husband's very much paranormal, ghost hunter kind of guy. So I'm not being ugly about it, but I think it's very, when we're talking about ghosts or disincarnates, you know, we're talking about beings too, sometimes that are very sad and they need to be led somewhere else and not just trapped where they are so they can be made fun of or be like a freak, you know, or I don't even want to use that word, but you know, something that you point at all the time. And I think it's time for that to stop too.
Well, it's something freakish. And I think the thing that I'm really struck by, if I were to capture almost a sentence after reading both of the books and actually listening to some of the things you've said, is you hold the up-level and utmost respect for these spirits, for these entities. See, that's my takeaway. Now, that's my 36,000 foot view to really look at it. And that's what's so honoring about who you are in your work. Sometimes you and I probably get caught up in the truth teller mode, where we'll say something, right, which is not what's been said before, not believed. And yet what we're saying is everything is possible. Everything is possible. You know, there was the good witch. Then there was the bad witch. Nobody remembers the good witch in The Wizard of Oz. We all dress up like the bad witch on Halloween, right? Right?
Yeah.
But this is really part of what I loved about this book in particular is it allows us to explore our own level of power within, right? And it also aligns us with the spirits or the energy beings, I think, as you call them, who are also capable of changing form. Doesn't this play out in your mind? Aren't we seeing this play out so big, right? So for me, in our pop culture right now. And what I mean by our pop culture, what we read, the books that are coming out, the movies that are being done, right? Whatever the television series that are popping up about whatever. It's almost as if we're having a groundswell where these beings really want to be heard, and they don't care if Hollywood's doing it or not.
I have noticed that. And I used to think, you know, are they creatures, let's just say, the others that we think of, beings, which I say we could be hybrid of those too. So who's to say what we are? But, you know, the beings have to be honored, no matter, you said something earlier about honoring each of the beings without judgment. Yeah. That's the part that's really hard. I mean, and for us to move forward, I think it's so important to understand that there's not judgment of the beings or the experience. And if you don't want to play with a certain type of being that you think may be one way, but another culture may think something else about, that's fine. Whatever you think, you don't have to play in their playground, but at least get to know, since they're all around us and they're always, I'll see them around people. I mean, they're spirits around us all the time. So it's almost claustrophobic to even walk around. I mean, you can either see them or feel them or sense them. And it's oppressive. I mean, until I learned to say, okay, wait, this isn't going to be a problem for me anymore. I'm going to realize a lot of people see this too. So it's time for, they're just waiting for somebody else to say how much we really see it and feel it. And yeah, I don't believe that much in a veil, but I don't, when it's somebody's ritual or their belief, you know, like the lifting the veil, I celebrate with them. But it's as far as just, is there a separation between the living and others?
Yeah.
No, they're only frequency.
Yeah.
So we're around at the same time. We're just on a different frequency.
I love this. We're going to take a short break, Michelle. But first thing before we do, let's tell people how they can find about more about you, how they can listen to your podcast, how they can get a copy of the book. I'm not sure the newest book is out yet. I think I got an advanced copy. All of the above. Give folks some information if you would.
Okay. So the easiest way to reach me is at Michelle Welch. That's two L's and Michelle. And Welch, like the grape juice, welch.com. And then also for my book, the first book, Magic Connection, it's everywhere. It's on our site and Target, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Lou Ellen, of course. The new one, Spirits Unveiled, is actually available for pre-order now, and it comes out on June the 8th. And you can pre-order it from Lou Ellen, us at Soultopia, or from Amazon.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, here's what we're going to take a look at. You know, I'm going to ask Michelle to take a little walk with me, a little journey, so to speak. We're going to be talking about, you know, the energies that, you know, each and every one of us may or may not feel. But we're going to be talking about what some of the most common energies are that people talk about. What do you think I'm talking about? The most common energy, you know, that people talk about. But the other thing is this, duality. You all have your good days, you have your bad days, you have your good hair days, you have your bad hair days. But why is it when we speak about these spirit beings, it's really hard to think about one of these spirit beings having a bad day and yet others actually having a good day? Where does all that stuff come from? Let's take a short break, Benny, Jacob. We'll be right back, everybody.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Yeah, there we go. Welcome back, everybody. It's so great having all of you tune us in. Hey, look, you want to connect with Michelle during the show? Let's make sure you know to call in. You can do that, right? Got something on your mind? Want to ask a question? Come on, 1-800-930-2819. If you're on Facebook, Jacob, you can monitor that and let us know what we got going on over there. Spirits Unveiled, A Fresh Perspective on Angels, Guides, Ghosts, and More with Michelle Welch. Also, I keep referencing her other book, and I will mention that as well, because you should all know that The Magic of Connection is also available. And that's fantastic, fantastic book. But both of these books almost have like a crossover energy from me, because if the deepest part of our soul, you know, we are talking about connection. And we're talking about from, you know, some of the things Michelle has said and some of what's in the book, you know, there's this judgment we carry forward, and boy, is it heavy. Michelle, before we hop back into it, please give out your website again. How do people get the books? How do they find out about you, and how do they schedule time with you?
Okay, thank you. Probably the easiest way is at michellewelch.com. It's Michelle with two L's and then welch.com. And also, you can go to our, I have three stores. They're called Soultopia. Yes. And you can go to either soultopia.guru or mysoultopia.com and find out everything that's going on through the stores, because I'm up at the stores a lot. And then we also, most of the store, the stores like Amazon, Target, Barnes & Noble have my books. But as far as getting in touch with me to get on my books for an appointment, the best way is through michellewelch.com. And I'm pretty limited on those openings, but I do take them still. So thank you for asking.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Because we are talking about connection.
Yeah. So that's how we connect, right? Yeah. So I'm telling you, that first book that came out, The Magic of Connection, I try to tell people, it's hard to, when it's your own book, to say, this book really, if you will take it seriously and think about the steps of what to do in the book, can change your life. Yeah. And it's my own book. But the truth is it can, because now every time I'm thinking about something, I think, okay, how do I really just want to protect against that? Or do I want to transmute that energy into something that I can work with? So I think about it in every decision I make now. Do I always, am I always there where I can transmute, you know, a dirty, snide, mean bully person's attitude into wonderful, great vitality that very second. No, I'm not always there, but I think all of us need to work on how we can change the form of energy, because if a but tourmaline can do it, which we say it can, it protects, it deflects and absorbs negativity, then why can't we as human beings? We're giving away a lot of power right there, in my opinion.
I'm 200 million percent with you, because, you know, I one of the things I love to think about myself is, especially from different experience, spiritual experiences I've had in my life, is, you know, I start to think about how underused we are by our own decisions. Nobody is limiting us. Like, there isn't like the limiting spirit that's like, oh, you are not going to have that experience, right? There's not like this thing that says, oh, you know what? Just Michelle, she can do it. But like, not you, Mary, not you, Benny. But yet we superimpose a limiting belief on our ability. We superimpose that idea. And that's why I keep referencing both books, because when I'm thinking about, you know, what I read from The Magic of Connection, I can't help thinking about your latest book, which says, wait a minute, what if you were to understand the entity, the spirit? What if you were to take a moment, even in your fear, even in your crazy, take a moment and find out, right? Not grab the can of rate, because honestly, the rate's not going to help that, you know, or whatever that bug spray. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help you with the spirit, right? But we are missing out if we don't do this, right? We might be missing an opportunity if we don't do this. The best thing my stepmom ever did for me was at 6 years old, when they wanted me to, what is the term? They wanted me to take back what I heard. And my stepmom was Southern Baptist, positive Southern Baptist, right? Wait, even then, she's like, no. We hear the voice of Jesus all the time, and the voice of everybody all the time. And she was from the city, you know, my family's from the Deep South. He's like, what are y'all talking about? We hear these voices all the time. What's wrong with you people? You don't hear them. And I never forgot that. And here we're living in a time where we have so much opportunity to connect. What is holding us back, Michelle? What is holding us back at a time where we really need some help?
I was thinking about the other day. I was thinking, why are people getting, what is up with humans? I mean, what is up with us, you know? And so, and I think it's, we're all, it is the time we need it most. I think people got a little used to being alone. I mean, I think people all said they wanted to get back together, but they get back together and they're doing nothing but fighting half the time. Within minutes of getting back together, it's like we've kind of unlearned some skills of diplomacy, at least, you know? And so to me, having the spirits, I'll tell you what was happening. When I was writing Spirits Unveiled back in, at September and October, we went to Denver for the trade show, the International New Age Trade Show. It goes to Tucson also, but we got all these places, and I was there writing, and I found out I had COVID. I got in my room, never left my room, and I felt horrible. So I found out I had COVID. It was like September of last year, September, October of last year. And I had deadline for my book, and I was writing on certain chapters that I know a lot of stuff. If people believe in this, fine. If they don't, fine too. It was channeled. It was given to me. I had the information. I dreamed about it. But I jokingly have said to a lot of people, I can't wait to get to read my own book. And I have, obviously. But there were times when I was really, really, really ill that, and I happened to be in a very haunted hotel, and it really has a lot of activity there. And I will tell you what I said to my husband. He was out, and this was not because I was suicidal at all. I'm not saying that. I do have the information for that in my book, in the back of my book, for hotline numbers and stuff like that. But I was literally, Dr. Pat, I called Roger and I said, I'm going to walk outside the window. And that was at the Brown Palace in downtown Denver. And he said, I know you're not. That's six floors up and you won't be able to get that open. You're not going to open that door. And I said, no, I need some fresh air. I've been in here forever. And I was very delusional, obviously. I mean, and I was saying I was going to walk up the sixth floor. And I looked down and I said, no, really, the pavement people told me I'd be okay. And Roger's like, you're crazy. I'm coming home. My husband, who's like, what is going on with you? You're going nuts. But literally, I don't know whether they're the pavement people, but there are people who are on the streets, you know, just beings that I see on the streets all the time. And they weren't telling me to come kill myself or jump through this. I was just very hallucinating because of COVID. Yeah. But, and you know, and that COVID brain probably still gets me even today, but it made me think of all the beings that there really are that we don't acknowledge. That's why my book is not like an encyclopedia to beings. I choose some and I say, okay, which ones of these might you be interested in working with, or have you worked with when you didn't want to and didn't know what to do with it? And they've, you know, shown up in your hospital room or something like that. So that's the ones we go into, as opposed to being like an encyclopedia.
Yeah, but I think that I'm so glad you did it this way, because here's why. Because an encyclopedia will give us a lot of information. What you've done is give us a lot of energy to feel. See, that's different. You know, You can write a book and you can describe all the goddesses, all the energies, all the ghosts. And there are people, I have a couple of friends, they just write about the ghosts because that's what they do. That's their life. But this is a book for our time. This is a book that I believe you wrote for us to help us open up to connect. You know, one of the things I was reading, you know, and one of my listeners just texted me. She wanted me to say what I was talking about before the break. Okay. So what I was referring to before the break, when I said, you know, what are the spirits that we most hunger and long for? And it's the chapter in your book about loved ones and spirits, about the ancestors, right? I don't know that I've ever met anyone that hasn't had some thought about this, about the energy of someone that has passed, even if they say it in joking. But you say this, and this is why I love this book, and I'm so glad you did not make this an encyclopedia, because you should have made this an encyclopedia of 100 questions you should ask yourself. That's what comes out of this book. And one of them was when you said this, you said, in other words, open your mind to the possibility, if only just a little bit. And you were talking about sensing your loved ones, right? That's what you were talking about, sensing your loved ones. Benny, I would love to take a short break. When we come back, let's get on the journey. Let's decide what we can learn from what Michelle is putting forth today in the importance of the magic, right? The book on the magic of connecting. And this book is all about energy. When we come back, do you believe this statement? Everything is energy. Do you believe it? Do you believe it in every cell of your body? Everything is energy. Benny, how about taking us to a short break? We'll be right back.
Shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Yep, we're talking about, I love it, Spirits Unveiled. Of course, Michelle Welch is my very special guest today. And as usual, I will say this, and Benny, you know this to be true, Benny. Over a 20-year period doing this, crust-busting, Dr. Pat, it doesn't matter. When we start to pile up the energy, I mean, you all heard it with Olivia Newton-John, right? You heard her drop three times, right? And the only album she ever did, Grace and Gratitude, that was all like not about Greece, but about energy and spirit, three times in the interview. Why? I don't know. But I will say this. Sometimes there are spirits that get unveiled and they want to get in on a conversation. And now I'm just wondering, Michelle, what the hell did they want us to talk about or not talk about today?
I had a lot that they're saying for me to get with it with my technology, even though I thought I was. They're reminding me those little elemental gremlins that they can get into that.
Yeah. So. And you know, part of this too is I want to talk about this is an upcoming book. This is a book that people can pre-order now. So we just want to make sure our folks can pre-order it. Where's the best place for them to go to do that?
The two best places right now as of today are Llewellyn, of course, my publisher, and that's just Llewellyn Distributing, or just type in Llewellyn, and you'll get it. And then it's the books, obviously. And then you can order on pre-order now on Amazon. The benefit for that for me, and also for Soultopia, but we just need to put our little link in. I keep being hesitant because one of the things is it's a big honor if you do read an author's book from from whatever source, but to write a review for them. If you enjoyed it, or, you know, write the truth, what you believe. And that's on Amazon. If you do buy pre-ordered, but there you can write a review.
Yeah. I plan to do that, because I can't tell you enough. I'm glad you did not write the encyclopedia. I wanted to say it like a million times, because
Thank
what
you.
You're giving us is, you're giving us a roadmap, so to speak. Let's just call it a spiritual roadmap. And that's my language, so I don't want to offend you. But, and the reason say that is because by the time I got to the part of the book that was about thought form streams and predatory spirits, I'm like, oh yeah, now we need to talk. And I have a funny feeling that they knew I was going to talk about this, like at this part of the show, because for so long, I think there are either misconceptions or misunderstandings or you can put in whatever word you want about what all of this means. But you included this in the book, and I want to go back to something else in the book, because you said everything is energy, including these, right? Mm-hmm. What is the rabbit hole that thought forms, demons, and predatory spirits take us down?
You asking me or just everybody?
I'm asking everybody, but I know you know the answer to that.
I mean, I think it's, we need to go down to that to see what shadow work we need to do, if that's what you're asking. Where does it take us? Typically where we think it'll take us. But does that mean we shouldn't look at it? I say no, we should. It's around us as much as anything else. And you've alluded to it several times. Another thing I say in the book that I used to not say, because I just repeated what everybody else said. I used to say, these don't have free will. Like, for instance, angels. And I think they do. But this, you know, scripture and things that people will even cite from and get those beliefs still from, which is fine if that's what they believe. But, I don't believe there's a veil. There's a lot of things that get repeated and repeated and repeated in these circles. And they're all maybe wonderful things for a time. But I will question and question everything. And especially things that I'm going to talk to, when you talk about the thought forms and all those, the thought forms is in some of my pre-readings. I will tell you, people that read the book got little samples of it. The thought form part was very interesting to a lot of people. They just hadn't really thought about thought forms in that way, and that you can use thought forms for good and for, you know, for the duality, for bad, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Right? I got to tell you, quite honestly, I love it, because I think it was a major gap in the whole. I love that the movie The Secret and The Secret, the book, really opened up a new door. But I also interviewed all of those people, and I said, you know, we have to have a bigger conversation about this, because, and I just gave them some examples. I said, you know, for most of my life, I could tell you that I struggle with this, and I could manifest every rotten egg in a dozen of eggs without even thinking. I could go to the grocery store and already be thinking, I'm going to pick out the rottenest dozen of eggs in the store. And by the time I picked them out and got them home, they were all rotten. But you talk about this, and I'm so glad you mentioned this. I think you refer to Harry Potter, though, and I love that you did that, as collective consciousness.
Yeah, it was just kind of an example that I could think of.
It's a good example.
As you know, that something can be part of the collective, something, if we put our energy, so much energy into some one thing, it can actually become a thought form. It actually can become a real energetic being. It has energy, that much energy put into it. And if we think about that with every single thing we do in our life, okay, the energy I'm putting into, think of all this energy. And I used to think this about my clients, and with all due respect to my defense clients, for law. Okay. I did a little bit of criminal law at the beginning. I was a prosecutor, and then I did a little criminal defense law. And I used to think if they would put, some of my clients would put the energy they put, because they're so damn smart, if they would put the energy they put into ripping this little grocery store off, I mean, they, you know, if we would just take the energy that we have that we can use for something else instead of using it for all the anger we have at somebody. And when we can get to that point, I mean, it's not a joke. We're superheroes. I mean, we've stepped into the fullness of who we're supposed to be, but right now we're not. We don't, we, and there's nothing wrong with having the I love the crystals. I have the sage. I have the sage spray. We have incense. You know, our stores have all of it. But I say jokingly to Roger, I say in both my books, I believe if we could relate to the spirits around us in the way I talk about and learn to transmute them in energy the way I talk about in The Magic of Connection, I would say that there wouldn't be that much of a need for a store like this, because we could do everything with our minds and our, but yet some of us still want that tangible, you know, we want that crystal, we want that oil, or we want that guide to not look like a ball of energy. We want the guide to actually look like a human, because that's what we relate to best. Whereas a lot of us not just see, need to see the true form, the ball of energy, right? And it just happens to put some, we put some decorations around it for people with spirit guides. Some people might not be comfortable with a spirit guide looking like an alien, but somebody else might be. And it might be the same, almost the same exact form of energy. Kind of like in, kind of, this is sort of an aside, but it's noticeable in when you're writing about all the different beliefs that people have on certain things. Yet all the cultures seem to have the same stories about certain things, but they have just different variances on how, what they believe about those and what they call certain goddesses and things. You know this.
I do.
But it happens a lot. And
we so want to think we're so different. We so want to be so different. And, you know, we forget everything is energy. Dogs, cats, our view of extraterrestrial. And thank you for including multidimensional beings in the book. I think that's going to be like your next book, right?
I love talking to you. Yes.
Oh, you've got to come back. We got to do a whole thing on that. Because the question that I ask is, are the multidimensional beings using the energy of blockbuster movies to create change? You could think about that for a while.
Maybe. No, I actually think maybe.
I'm telling you, it's impossible to imagine a movie like the one coming out, Doctor Strange and the Madness Multiverse, to imagine a movie coming out and having a human form actually create that concept. Maybe I'm naive. I'm a little ignorant too. But
no.
I love that you are opening up a door. And both books, when I put them together, they're what we need to really move the energy that we've carrying for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
We need to do that.
I agree. We do. And I got the vision of, like, with a shovel, like we're shoveling, you know, it's like the snow or whatever it is we're shoveling. And we still have some stuff to shovel out of the way. And we may not realize that we do, but we really do. We've got some things to sort through. And, you know, this is when spirits can come in. So many people ask, you know, I can't see my spirit guide, or I can't seem to talk to them, or my loved one won't speak to me. And I do have answers in the book for that. I do have reasons that, you know, for a time, it may seem like a loved one doesn't speak to someone. And it may be true for a little time, but it's also often true that they haven't thought of all the ways that they might speak to try to communicate with them.
Exactly.
They think, yeah. And I try to go through some of those. One of the most interesting exercises in the book is the one to do with your significant other, a loved one, a best friend, whomever. And the idea is to take the quiz together before, kind of like you.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers. and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.